Hello everyone, my name is Jingjiang Chen. Chen is my family name. I'm from China. As you know, English is not my native language. Therefore, a bit nervous standing here to offer this oral presentation. Anyway, I will try my best to make your sense. So today, I'd like to introduce our previous work concerning modeling nitrous oxide emission from global rivers. Due to human activities, as carbon dioxide, methane, N2 concentration have been increased considerably. N2 increased concentration atmosphere have been increased around 20% over the past two half centuries. In terms of source of N2 emission, we can find that aquatic system is an important source. In terms of river, we can find that N2 emission from river system can account for 6% to 30% of total global anthropogenic N2 emission rates. It seems that they have a very big uncertainty. Our estimated result is 6%, river system is not so important. But if 30%, it's very important. Why? As Professor Herring introduced that we are using emission factor to estimate global or regional riverine system N2 emission rates. So as we showed here, they have a bigger range for emission factor. They have a one order magnitude of range. Large uncertainty for our current estimated results. So why? As we all know, N2 emission from river system is in charge a range of factors, such as temperature, dissolved oxygen, and so on. Therefore, N2 emission from river system should have very higher variability over times and spaces. Therefore, in terms of previous estimate, we can find they usually use emission factor value from very limited observations as well as for local observations. Therefore, their estimation implies large uncertainty. I think it's unavoidable. Therefore, to overcome this limitation, we try to make a meta-analysis for global data. Based on this meta-analysis, we hope to address the factors influencing riverine nitrous oxide emission flux and emission factors. Then we try to develop a very simple model to predict the global emission rates. Then we also try to estimate global riverine nitrous oxide emission rates as well as emission factor on average. Finally, we made a forecast in future. So we made data collection for publishing papers. The total number is around 170 for global rivers. This data set is derived from different climate zones as well as different continents. We also use very simple statistic and uncertainty analysis method to deal with our following analysis work. So we also use the Minorian ecosystem assessment scenario to predict riverine N2 emission rates in response to future nitrogen management projection. So for our collected data, so the total number is around 182 for riverine N2 flux. We found they have a very big range. So it can range from minus 27 to more than 7,000 microgram per square meter per hour. So, however, we find that of this number, they have 93% were positive. It means that rivers are really an important source for N2 emission. Certainly, we also find that according in terms of completion set the agricultural level and residential level as expect N2O emission flux is significantly higher than in the forest level. On the other hand, we find that temperate and subtropic rivers have relatively higher N2O emission flux than tropic rivers. They have a very big spatial and temporal variability. So we made a correlation analysis. We as expect N2O emission flux correlate strongly with different factors, including nitrogen concentration and dissolved oxygen and so on. One important thing we found is that N2O emission flux is strongly positively correlated with ammonia, nitrate, and dissolved inorganic nitrogen concentration, respectively. So this result suggests it seems that emission flux is mainly determined by available nitrogen level in the river system. This also implies that nitrification and denitrification may be both important for producing N2O in the river system. However, when we divide the data into different land use types, we find in forest river, they have relatively very weak correlations between flux and concentration of different nitrogen form. Conversely, other factors such as dissolved oxygen and dissolved organic carbon and dissolved inorganic nitrogen ratio have higher correlation. It means that dissolved oxygen and dissolved organic carbon should be seems more important to determine N2O emission from forest river system. However, in the residential river system, it seems nitrification and denitrification may be more important than the denitrification process producing N2O. Conversely, in the agricultural river system, we can find that nitrification seems more important than nitrification for producing N2O emission. To address N2O emission factors, we adopt three common methods, namely efficient factor A, efficient factor B, as well as emission factor C. Our estimated results indicate that there have no significant difference between emission factor A and emission factor B values. However, our estimated emission factor C value are considerably low than emission in A and emission B. Most important, when we compute with results reported in relevant literature, emission factor value are also considerably low. We think this is because we are lack of relevant specific data to calculate it. Therefore, in the following analysis, we remove this result. For emission factor A and emission factor B, we can find that unexpected that forest river have highest emission factor than other rivers for both emission factor A and B, but they have no significant difference between among different climate zones is an unexpected result. So we also made some correlation analysis. We can find emission factor A as well as B strongly correlate with nitrogen levels, but they also have no correlation with water temperature. One important finding result we found is that emission factor is negatively correlated with nitrogen level. We think it seems that this negative relationship is mainly result from due to the progressive biological nitrogen saturation due to increasing nitrogen load. And on the other hand, we find that emission factor is negatively correlated with dissolved organic carbon concentration, but have positive correlation with dissolved organic carbon and dissolved inorganic nitrogen ratio. That means that nitrification seems more efficient than denitrification for producing N2O. Another important thing we find is that they have a negative correlation between emission factor with the discharge, water discharge. We think this is maybe result from increasing water, lower water discharge, decrease the denitrification and nitrification efficiency for per unit nitrogen loading. Another mechanism may be result from decreasing water residence in the river, which decrease the declines the duration for nitrification and denitrification process. On the other hand, maybe larger river has a relatively larger buffering capacity. This is also inhibited N2O emission from the river system. So this result is similar with the recent results made in river system in the Combe Butte. So they found that N2O emission flux declined quickly from upstream to down rivers. So based on this analysis, we made models. Firstly, we use single factor regression models to determine which kind of individual inference factor are most important to determine N2O emission factors. And based on this based on single analysis, then we further used multiple regression analysis to test different combinations of individual inference factors. We made this kind of test for hundreds for emission factor A, emission factor B, as well as at a global scale, as well as different climate zones. By comparing with the observed N2O emission rate reported in the literature, we found that a power function of dissolved in organic nitrogen yield can be best explained variability of emission factor, as well as for predicting N2O emission rates. Therefore, using the sixth model as shown here, we were able to estimate the global N2O emission rate based on the available data of dissolved inorganic nitrogen load for more than 6,000 global rivers. Our estimated results suggest that in special pattern, we can find that agriculture and residential area are most important site for producing N2O. And Asia, as is expected, that Asia is the largest source for producing N2O. In terms of emission factor, we found that Australia has a higher emission factor value than other continents. Our estimated results indicate that global leveling N2O emission rate should be 32 GG per year. This result is pretty low than previously estimated. We believe, we think maybe previously study overestimated the N2O emission rate because nitrogen load have been overestimated. Most important, they ignore the pattern of decline emission factor with increasing nitrogen level as well as channel size. Based on the model, we also made a prediction of future global N2O emission from river system. We found that in 2050, under four scenarios, on average, global leveling N2O emission rate will be increased from 3% to 35%. Continents and climate zones, they had a different response. So this study we think that also N2O emission flux is mainly dependent, determined by available nitrogen level in the river system. But it seems that emission factor decreased with increasing nitrogen level as well as water discharge. It seems that the response of emission N2O emission is not linear with of the nitrogen load. Instead, we think that a power function of dissolved inorganic nitrogen yield should be best to predict global or regional nitrogen oxide emission rates. And certainly, this our estimate implies considerable uncertainty. We can see that also have a bigger range in the estimate results, especially for emission rates. So we suggest that more field observation should be conducted in future. Most importantly, we think that more scientific sampling strategies should be designed to forecast higher variability over times and species. We highlight international cooperation study are necessary to refine and verify our current used emission factor method. Certainly, how to improve the estimate of leveling nitrogen load at the global and regional score is also important. That's all. Thank you.
When we collected the data, we focused on the river system, maybe the river system for the whole watershed. For the whole watershed. It means just for a reach, we have removed this data. For the
average over the whole watershed?
Yeah. A watershed and over time.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.